Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Een van die grootste politieke en ekonomiese twispunte tans in die land is die voorgestelde inwerkingstelling van nasionale gesondheidsversekering. Daar is nog baie vrae oor die versekering soos hoe dit in die privaat sektor gaan uitspeel en waar die geld vandaan gaan kom om hierdie ding in werking te stel. Die Universal Healthcare Access Coalition is 'n nuwe gesondheidsorgliggaam wat ongeveer 28 mediese beroepsliggame verteenwoordig en hulle het nou 'n nuwe plan op die tafel geplaas en die plan kan skynbaar onmiddellik in werking gestel word en fokus op die bestuur, beheer en verskaffing van gesondheidsorg terwyl dit ook die openbare en private gesondheidssektore sal integreer. Dr. Aslam Dasu is op die lyn, hy is lid van hierdie beheerkomitee van hierdie nuwe liggaam. Dr. Aslam, thank you so much for your time tonight. Just first of all, what is UHAC and who do you represent?
Hi, good evening. Thank you for inviting me. I am the convener of the Progressive Health Forum, which actually has been developing these proposals for a long time. And when the president last year, toward the end of last year, met with BUSA, the delegation about NHI, he issued a statement saying that he would welcome other proposals. And we, you know, collaborated with the Medical Association and the Health the South African Private Practitioners Forum initially, we came together and we said, right, here's a plan. We all worked on it and, you know, presented it to the president and said, as per your invitation, we believe this will work. He sent it to the Ministry of Health for advice and they came back and said, yes, noted, but the matter is sub judice, so we cannot engage. Which really surprised us because this plan had never been under any litigation, so we didn't know what was sub judice about it. The NHI is being litigated, but, you know, it's the go-to excuse of this government. So that's how it came together. And then we've collaborated with all of the healthcare professional organizations in the country, pharmacists, doctors, nurses, everyone, dentists, everyone. We've come together to say this plan works. It's a plan that was started in 1997. It was the first post-apartheid health plan properly structured to look at an integrated system of private and public health care. And that was suddenly stopped just summarily upon the ascent of the Jacob Zuma administration and who gave us NHI, this uncosted, unresearched thing. And 17 years later, they've been retrofitting it, letting the public service, which is relied on by 80 to 90% of the population, get degraded, and the private sector to remain unregulated, making it very expensive, as your new medical scheme contributions will probably tell you.
Can you maybe in 1 minute just tell us exactly what the basics of this new plan, the basics are, and how it differs from NHI?
No, it's vastly different from NHI. The entire plan is predicated on the fact that we must use the systems we have, reorganize them, and close the gaps. Because the Constitution says the universal access to health care. That means everyone in the country should have unimpeded access to all necessary care. And we agree. In fact, that's how you get equity in the system. Unlike this NHI, which says we just want to bring all the money together under a board appointed by the minister, in an SOE model. That should turn out well, right? And they've got no other plan, and that act is unimplementable. So we said, listen, this is the plan that would have been in place. We have updated it. We have evidence-based, it's research-based. All health professionals agree. This is how you optimize the health delivery platform and get universal access. So it does one thing in the public sector. It simply changes the governance. You change the governance, and you can fix the public sector very, very easily by, moving the accountability down to the facility level. And in the private sector, implement the recommendations to which they agreed of the health market inquiry. That's all it takes. It gives you supplier-side regulation, so your doctors can't charge five times the medical aid rates, and it makes medical scheme membership mandatory for all who are employed. And then there's this missing middle, right? The people who are in employment but can't afford medical aid. And you create a public medical scheme, a proper medical scheme, to bring all of these people in, and that's 6 to 8 million people, workers and their dependents, into a subsidized scheme where the contributions are not as high and they can afford to make some contribution and they can get access to whichever systems the scheme negotiates, like your medical scheme will negotiate. You go to these hospitals, you can see these specialists, and you get full care. And then that way, it's seamless. Everybody's in the system, and everybody gets access to healthcare. This can be done within the current fiscal framework, without any changes to legislation, and done in 3 to 5 years. The NHI can't be implemented. It needs tax rises because you can't get more taxes. It has to change many, many laws. It has to change the constitution. It's now mired in the courts. We know it can't go anywhere. It's dead, and they don't have a plan B. We said to them, here's what you have to do, and you can get the system of equity, access, high-quality care for everybody. Make that public service the kind of national service that it's fully potential to be.
Ons sluit daarmee los, Dr. Aslam Dasu, baie dankie vir u tyd. Hy is lid van die IHAC se beheerkomitee.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.